You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
There were these prints up in Baltimore.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized there was something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes. Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, break in day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is sunlight.
And everything else, they just were too realistic to be
frozen like a tree.
The hand was freaking
into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot lives. A movie right now at www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
I'm the swans, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and he was talking to Moxon Joe. Where the party they gon' have? I've been to St. John's Waltz. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and they called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Discardi. If you'd like to join us in our live discussions during the program, just dial in and join us at 347-996-5877. That's 347-996-5877. Just dial in and wait for the moderator to announce your area code and bring you on to the show. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Hey. I'm doing great. I appreciate the horn, dude. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
You know, as Wendy Williams says, she goes, "How you doing?" As, I don't know if you guys have heard her on her new show. In California, anyway, she comes on from 11 to 12, and she's starting a whole new blaze, this chick, I got to tell you, with that new cliche. How you doing? You know, it's a big thing going all out. Well, I got to tell you, Marco, it's been very interesting out here. It's been so interesting that I don't think we're ever going to come home. But if we do, look out. And because it'll be one of the biggest finds of the world, as everybody knows by now, I'm sure, unless you've been under a rock somewhere. It just gets deeper and more intense. But before we get into any of that, I want to give out some salutations and kudos to so many people out there right now. Those who know me, those who know my personal family, I want to thank each and every one of them. Last Friday, my great-granddaughter went under the knife. Remember, I became a great-grandfather about 3 months ago? Well, that little girl's head, her skull, never developed and didn't go to full circle. And they brought her to Stanford, and those wonderful people at Stanford performed a miraculous operation, and they connected her skull. So Skylar, those prayers went out. They did a beautiful job. Kayla, the mother, John Pearson, the father. All that love that went out to so many people from so many people to my great-granddaughter and my granddaughter and husband. I want to thank each and every one of you guys from the bottom of my heart. It was a successful operation. The baby is doing fine. She didn't get to open her eyes for about 48 hours, and everybody was up in arms about that, but it happened, it worked, and we're through it. But I want to thank all the prayers, all the emails, all the calls from around the world. Marco, can you give him a little toot for me?
You better believe it. Well, the delayed toot.
Well, you did it, and that's all that counts. And you know what? To all the beautiful and loved people that have been following us, I want to tell you this, okay? Your support, your love, your concerns mean so much to each and every one of us out here, including our newbies that are here with us. Believe me, it's not easy. Not easy at all, okay? I'd like to see you guys get up and into all this dust. The weather finally broke. Now it just got into about 80. The wind was just terrible, terrible. Bore everything up here. The dust is just the shits. You have no clue. Remember, we don't have any running water. We don't have any electricity. And those of you who are so sanitized and all you wonderful girls, well, you know, those of you who've been out in the field, you know what it takes. Back in the old days, it was some leaves. Then as time went by, they picked up one of those Montgomery Wards and Sears catalogs. They just you had it from this page to the other page, or they even went from the damn telephone books, and you'd go from A to Z. Well, I'm trying to tell you people, this is not something that is, you know, that it's in somebody's backyard. We're up at 6,700 feet elevation. There's no roads. These roads are primitive, okay? And if you think you're going to have to worry about a ding on your car, and guess what? If you get a flat or you get sick, hey, man, you're hearing a deep load of you know what. But you know what? Everybody is determined. Everyone out here determined. And it gets thicker each day. It's coming to the front each hour. You know, I keep hearing from our people, well, Tom, what do you think is going to happen? I don't have that crystal ball, guys. I'm not the big guy in the sky. But I'm going to tell you this. We're not coming home without this thing. That's how sure I am that this thing is here. We've had some close encounters. Just found some more new prints. Just found more prints going up to the caves where these things have been hanging out. We know that they've been going down into the water. We got the snare set up. We got the cameras set up, the whole nine yards, okay? And every time we think we get a little bit closer, we get knocked, or 1 foot, 2 feet closer, we get knocked back two or three. Because these things are pretty smart. But you know what? Not to worry. Because we're the supposed thinking entities out here. We're the ones that's got the brain. I'll tell you what, we're getting to think like them more and more every day. More and more every day, you guys, okay? It's not an easy task, okay? And it's not for the weak-hearted. And you know, if you're you've got illnesses, don't come out here. You won't be able to handle an hour of it. But you know what? Those of you who are brave and willing and determined, love to have you. Share it with you all. Before I get my boys here with me, I want to... Alex is out there. Those of you who saw him, he sent out the edition of the magazine that he was in. Gosh, I'm so proud of him. I'm just so proud of Alex, and he had that magazine, went out there in Arizona, and he had the AP was with him, and Mitch Waite was with him, and wait until you guys see us out here this weekend, because we're out on the 3rd, ladies and gentlemen, It's Times Publications, and Bob's got a link to it on the website. And each and every one of you guys can go up there. Marco, what's that noise?
That's a background noise from Alex.
Okay, Alex, you've got to calm that now.
I got it muted up.
Okay, all right. But I'm going to tell you right now, okay? You go up and see that stuff, that Jabba Bob, and you don't know. It was painstaking. Painstakingly, you have no clue what it took just to get that up there, okay? We're in a town, a population of 300, ladies and gentlemen. 300 people. And they say, we get Wi-Fi. Well, if one post goes down or one pole goes down, there ain't no Wi-Fi. And guess what? They had to travel down Highway 40, almost to the damn border, up there by that bridge, Hoover Dam, where they got all that security going on, just to make sure you guys get to see what we got. Let me tell you something. You're going to freak out. You need to go up there to searchingforbigfoot.com and look what JB, Jabba Bob, put up there.
It's amazing.
It talks about, yes, it is amazing. It talks about the nail. It's been analyzed by two people. One university, then they're scratching their head, ladies and gentlemen. They said, we need to keep it longer. We want a specialist. They got some mammalogist. And they're scratching their heads. They want to send it now to the Smithsonian. Go ahead, the more the merrier, but that's it. It's over with after that. We know what we got. We know what we got out here. Getting closer. Getting real close. I'll tell you this. Not easy. I keep saying that. Deja vu. It's redundant. You bet. Because you're not experiencing it. We are. You come out here, walk in our shoes, not for a day. You come out for an hour or two, see what it's like. Brutal. Damn brutal. But that's okay. We're doing this not only for our own good, but for you. We got some more exciting stuff. Hopefully, tonight, JB, the long ride, folks. We're up that mountain, 22 miles, back and forth. You have no clue. 24 miles, I think it is. And it's primitive, man. Okay? And after working out there all day in that hot sun, you're beat to death with the sun like an old shoe. And that dust, God, it just kicks up. You have no idea. We've been bombarded the last 2 days with these terrible winds. That's okay. We're doing it all for one reason. What we set out, we said that we would do. And again, we're not coming back until we bring it back. That's how sure we are what we got up here, folks. You know what? Without any further ado, let me get my boys. JB, Alex, Rob, you out there? Come on. Come on.
JB and Rob are sharing the same phone.
Okay. And that's another thing, folks. When it comes to the reception, there ain't any. There ain't no reception. And those of you who are saying, hey, well, how come you don't call? I'll tell you why we don't call, all right? We're damn tired. When we do get back, all we want to do is if we can get to some running water and we can get to a real bed and to get some real fiddles in our stomach, is to rest and clean ourselves up, and then it's time to go all over again. That's what it's like out here, guys. We're telling you like it is. You're seeing this expedition through our eyes. You're going to feel it as we tell it on our emotions. I want you to. Because the rest of these people out there, they go on expeditions, and they have a wiener roast, and they tell parties around the fire. And they go boom for anything that goes in the night. You want to come out and experience the real deal, we'll have you come out. How long you'll be able to stay is another story. Let me TO it to my brother Bob. Bob, you there?
You got it, Ross. Hey, I got to thank you. You remember yesterday we were all bitching and moaning about how hot it was, and you had us hiking around up there in those mountains and climbing up cliffs. He said, "Oh, don't worry, I'll take care of it. I'll cool it down for you." We got them winds coming through. Barely got up into the 80s today. Thanks.
Thanks. But you know what? Why don't you share it with everybody, JB, on what we found? Blow their minds a little bit.
It was absolutely amazing. You know, we're looking all over. We're looking mainly for sources of water because it's pretty dry up here, and we're just not having a whole lot of luck. And Tom said, "Look, you guys, it is hot and dry, and there is water up here. You know, it's up a little higher and a little further away. But you got to stop and think, where are these things going to hang out during the day when it's in the high 90s and triple digits and stay cool? They're going to be looking for some caves now. I want you guys to climb out here and look around and find me these caves." So Rob Price and myself went out looking, and we're following some game trails, and we saw a lot of bear prints. We saw a lot of signs of elk, pigs, all kinds of animals, and finally we found a footprint. And we were able to discern, it wasn't a very clear footprint, I have it on the website, but we were able to discern what direction it was going. So we headed in that direction, and guess what we found? We found a series of caves. And one of the caves, if you go back inside, was a little damp and cool and very clean. Everything had been cleaned out of it. So now we have that area set up with some monitoring equipment for tonight. And we've got cameras set up, all kinds of things set up in that area. And we're going to see what we can find. If we can find the place where these things are hanging out, we're halfway home. And thank you for the guidance on that one, boss. That really paid off. We still on?
We're on.
Oh, excellent. I hate that dead sound. Yeah, amazing stuff. All kinds of animal creatures out there. We've got a whole lot more pictures that we want to put on the website and some more story. Day by day, we'll try and add to it. But like Tom said, out here in the boonies, no internet. I mean, we get some internet. It stays on for 15, 20 minutes and then drops off and comes back on. And if we do that when we're downloading stuff into the server, we can really mess things up. So we need a good solid connection. And like Tom pointed out, he had us drive out probably an hour and a half each direction to get to where we could finally get some stable internet to get this thing posted. Was an all-day affair. It took us probably 10, 12 hours to get this thing done. But that's what we do. Whatever it takes to get the job done is what we do.
It looks great, gentlemen.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Again, it was a lot of work. And you notice, I don't know if anybody noticed here, but I want you to notice this one was written, you know, at the end of all these articles I normally do. I have written by Java Bob and posted by Java Bob, unless somebody else writes it. If you look at this one, you're going to see it says written by Java Bob and Rob Price. Rob had a lot of input in this one, and I think he did a great job and kept it real interesting, and we kept it real honest in the front, and got as much information out as we could get out in the time we had allotted to us. So, you want to hear what Rob has to say? We got him busting his fanny out there.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out where Tom is here.
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
There it is. Can you hear
it disappeared,
me?
Disappeared, Tom.
We can't all come to town at the same time, you know. So we're all split up here.
We're all split up here, and you have no idea when we had an astonishing thing happen last night and the night before. And as the boys are sleeping, I went down the mountain, and there's one place there that, believe it or not, has an AT&T thing. And for a brief moment, we can get some reception. And I called a few people to explain and share what we had, you know. And I got to tell you, it just freaked me out. And then after a while, you say, "Well, I can't hold it in this direction much longer." And you just say, "Hell with it," you know, and you just got to go. But I'm going to tell you this. Everybody's going to be shocked what they see. This article that's coming out this weekend, forget about it, it's off the top. You guys are going to see footprints casted, you're going to see the actual handprint there that was on the window. You're going to see hair samples. You're going to see the nail. You'll actually see the nail that the doctors and the labs are working on. You'll actually see that there's four or five different pictures of it. There's so much going on, ladies and gentlemen, okay? And I'm so proud to be a part of this magnificent team that's making this all happen. I'm just one, okay? I'm a one piece of the puzzle that makes this whole thing come around. If it wasn't for all of them, okay, I'm talking everybody, this wouldn't be we wouldn't be talking right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take the newbie. Rob, you there, son?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, you know how I'm doing. I'm the same thing you're doing. Because I'm looking at you right over the other side. Tell everybody what's going on up here, son.
Me and Bob went out today, and I put out a trip cam yesterday. And the funny thing is to get it the angle I wanted on it, coming down this little wash, it was it's slightly on a grade. I couldn't get the angle I was looking for, so I had to rig up something to get the camera up there attached to the tree and keep the angle where it would pick up anything to come through the wash area. So I found a rock that was about the dimensions on it was about 8 inches long. It was about 4 inches across, and it was about 3.5 inches thick. So I put this rock in between the tree and the trip cam, and I tied the trip cam onto the tree, pulled up against the rock, and that gave me the angle I needed on the cam. Well, I go up to pull the memory card this morning, and lo and behold, the rock is sitting on top of the trip cam.
That's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Wait, don't say any more yet. Don't say any more. That's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, what I've been trying to tell you all, okay? There's some incredible things going on up here. You just don't realize it, okay? And nobody's going to tell you things like we're going to tell you. But we're just going to tell you like it is. It's freaking us all out, okay? There ain't nobody up here, all right? Any humans that come up, they come up on the weekend of vacation or go hunting. But I'm telling you, there's some weird stuff happening up here. Now, go ahead, Rob. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I don't want you giving out too much now, son. Be careful.
Okay. Well, anyway, we pulled the card, checked it all out. I set it all back up, and we moved another one. We moved another one further down the ravine area to try and get some action on possibly what's going on with these caves. And after investigating the area thoroughly, I think we have also some bears that are starting to travel through, which me and Bob are going to have to stay looking out and stay sharp walking around in the woods at night with those out because they're quite hungry in this area from what I gather. And it's you know, some of that stuff's kind of dangerous at night. And we haven't actually seen one close yet. But back to the trip cam, when we pulled the card and the stick where it had got the rock set up on top of it, there's a picture and it snapped a shot, but it's blurred. Like the camera where it actually moved when the rock was pulled out from behind.
Okay,
the camera.
That's enough. I don't want you telling it anymore. Okay? You just lay back and I appreciate you talking right now, okay? What he's trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, whatever put that rock on top, an image was cast, the shutter got shot, okay? It took a picture, all right? That picture was blurry. I'll leave it up to your imagination. I'm not going to tell you any more about that, okay? You got to forgive my impetuous new assistant. He's a hard-working soul. He's part of my team. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to announce it right now. You know, they're going to be shooting us for a reality show, 32 episodes or 33 episodes. He's going to be one of the members. And you know me. You got to walk in my shoes to be a part of this team. Well, the kid, this man, he's not a kid, okay? Just in numerical numbers, he's just a little bit young. He can come with me anytime. He's paid his dues. So congratulations there, Rob. I haven't told you to your face yet. I'm telling you now, and I'm making it public. If you ask me for any more money, I'll hit you in the head. What'd you say?
I said I appreciate that, the kind words and all. I really do.
Okay, buddy. We know what it's all about. You and I both know what it's all about. Bob knows what it's all about. Alex knows what it's all about. Let's get Alex's 2 cents. Alex, you out there?
I sure am.
How are you, son?
Into all you guys. I'm doing excellent. Thank you very much, and thank you for the kind words earlier, too.
Well, it's the truth. Okay, first of all, how's Eileen?
She's doing very well, very well. I'm glad to hear your niece is going to
My great-granddaughter, great-granddaughter.
Granddaughter, excuse
me. Great-granddaughter. Listen, I saw everybody, tell everybody about this wonderful article, man. I mean, I'm like a brand-new papa, okay, that one of my past wives gave birth to. And here I'm in the hospital handing out cigars. Well, I was just, my buttons were popping off my chest on my shirt when I saw this wonderful article in this magazine. Why don't you tell everybody about what it is and where they can go get one?
Well, it's the Phoenix Magazine, and it's available in and around Phoenix supermarkets. You can go to phoenixmag.com, and you can order it there. Or you can just get it in the supermarkets in and around Phoenix and Arizona. And, you know, they do very, very similar Times publications. They do, you know, various magazines, travel magazines, hiking and outdoor leisure magazines, and the Phoenix Magazine. And we're in the lifestyle section. We've got a little corner of the front page and a great big article, kind of, almost a little embarrassing. I got like a full-page picture in the actual magazine. And a nice article. It goes on for about 3 or 4 pages talking about, you know, what we do. And talks about Mitch and myself and Mitch's wife, Susan, and some of these other guys in Arizona that are into the paranormal aspect of things. And it's a great article. And you know, just it's a little bit exciting right now to be in an article. It kind of humbled me, too, you know, because I don't want to let just one article go to my head or anything. We're just out here doing, you know, basically what you showed me how to do and trying to get things done, getting up there with you whenever possible. Mitch is actually in the field right now until Friday, and got a crew from work going Friday to the same location Mitch is at, and they'll take over for 2 or 3 days after Mitch leaves, a bunch of the guys from work and girls too, and hopefully, you know, we'll get something out of one of these two areas. And I'm in the middle of a 10-day run at work, but as soon as I'm done with that, which is next Wednesday night, 1 week from tonight, I'll be up there with you guys, if you'll have me. And
of course we'll have you. Can't wait till you get back, as a matter of fact.
Sounds like I got a lot to do when I get there, just checking out what you guys have found out since I left.
Oh man, let me tell you something. I had a good talk with the boys. And I know, you know, the old adage, you know, the cat's away, the mouse comes out to play. And I had been gone for a few days, you know. And taking care of a little business, corporate business. And I get back there and I said to myself, wait a minute, man. Why hasn't things escalated to the next level? So, you know, as I normally do, I have all the boys have a journal. And every day of anything that occurs, whether it's nothing occurring at all, or if something does occur, keeps a journal and the time it all happened and everything else like that, you know. And I says, produce it all. Let's talk about this. And we did. Now, amongst all this stuff, you got to understand, as you know, it's the elements, it's the location. Okay, it's not the easiest thing to to get to, and it's not the easiest place to totally strategically make it out to the way and break it out into quadrants, because there's just so many different angles to this property. And when I finally got to the crux of the matter, and the boys did too, we all said, oh my God, you're right. And it wasn't until Youngblood, I call Rob Youngblood for all you single chicks out there, because let me tell you something, if you're lucky enough to get this guy, okay, because he's a picky guy, he's a picky uni type guy, and I don't know if he's looking for a Bo Derek in my day, and I guess they call him Pam Andersons today, but he's dedicated, he's methodic, and it takes him a little bit longer. You've got to drill it into his brain, but when he gets stuck, and he doesn't get stuck on stupid, I'm telling you straight up, he's a thinking entity, and he knows what he's doing. He's got a lot of talents, and that's one of the reasons why I made him one of my main core right now. Can't talk about those talents that he possesses. Those of you who know him know what I'm talking about. But he's starting to come around real good right now, Alex, and I got to tell you, we're seeing some stuff out here that's awful strange. Stuff that's happening that's blowing everybody's minds, including myself. And I thought by now I saw it all and heard it all. No. There's some shit going on out here. And I'm going to tell you, okay? And we've said it before. If anybody brings one of these things back, it's going to be us. And I'm telling you right up now, full moon coming around tonight or tomorrow. Tomorrow, I guess, will be total full, or maybe tonight, I don't know. And you watch, everything's starting to move now. Weather's starting to change a little bit up here. Okay? The reason why I say a little bit is because 3-4 days ago, we were roasting, man. I mean, it was roasting. It's three-digit numbers up here. Now, you put that 100 degree and 101 degree together with that sun, and you're out in it, okay? And you heard me talk about, you know, the jock, what do you call that stuff, Alex? When you get that, the crud, the creeping crud all over you?
I forget. You got me.
And I got to tell you, you know, we got no water. You know, we got the salves and all the other crap to go along with it, but you'd have no idea. You get all this crap all on you, and then, you know, somebody made the comment over the weekend. Yeah, the dirt is just incredible. You know, I got to tell you a story about Alex. Alex come up, and I says, Alex, what the hell did you happen to the rig? I says, you got more dirt on the inside of this rig than you do outside. He says, I'm tired of cleaning it. You had a quarter inch of crap and all over your stuff. Now, people wouldn't realize that, Alex, would they?
And that's it's a fairly new rig. But one of the lakes that we go up here, and you know, everyone knows it, so I can tell it. It's Knoll Lake and Bear Canyon Lake. They're about, 22 miles in of dirt roads, and you got another 30 miles of paved roads before that to get there. They're up on the rim, not far from where you are. And to get to the back of those lakes, the only really way to do it, they're steep canyons, is by boat. And I got one of those little boats, exactly like the guys had down in Paris, Texas, in the show the other night. It's the same exact thing. It's the Dolphin. And I'll throw that thing in the back of my truck, and it's not a truck. It's an SUV. And it sticks out about 2 feet, a foot and a half, and I'll just leave the tailgate open. And, you know, you got to do what you got to do. I do try to stuff some stuff back there so the air don't get through, but as you can see, it doesn't help. And I just got it all cleaned out, and, you know, I got a chance to go up there for a day and a half, and I went up there right before I came up to Ash Fork. So we drove up there. We checked the back of the lake, It's not a very big lake, 100-acre lake. And you got to get to the back of the lake. There's a beautiful little pasture and prairie and lower part of the lake. And the only way you can really get there is by one of these little boats. And so driving 25 miles of dirt roads with the tailgate open, that's what happens.
And you know what, though? I got to tell you something. I got that 4x4, that double cab with the Lano top on it, and I didn't know how all that crap got in there neither. Now, I'm totally closed, ladies and gentlemen, on this thing.
We get down
to the bottom. I open it up. Well, here, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. The road is so primitive that the bolts and nuts holding the tonneau cover on from the factory broke from the shaking, from the shivering. Okay, shimmering all around. Oh, yeah. It was incredible. We had to go down. Bob, what town did we find a place, because there's no stores to get bolts and nuts to
well, actually, Bob, well, we went to, well, what the heck was the name of that little town? Some little place, and there was no car parts stores or anything, but we found a place that did car repair, and the guy was there, and he let us look through his bin until we found some bolts that would fit, because it was so remote.
It was totally incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are traveling, and the tonneau cover of the rig pops off because of the shaking and these primitive roads that we're on, okay? And Bob says, well, these aren't going to do. We're going to need some kind of aircraft quality. What'd you call them, Bob?
Yeah, aircraft quality bolts.
It was incredible, okay? But here's a good example, ladies and gentlemen. We're out there, and something like that happens. What do you do?
Well, you improvise. You think outside the box.
You improvise.
What it takes to fix it, and you fix it.
Right.
You have no choice.
Right. But you know what, Bob? Our listeners don't understand any of this unless we tell it. That's the reason why they're seeing this expedition and hearing this expedition through our eyes and our ears and our mouths, okay? So that's the reason why this hour will encompass what's going on and what we're experiencing here and what we anticipate to do in the very future.
It's not very comfortable. I mean, I can guarantee that. It's not very comfortable. This fine dirt and dust you're talking about gets into everything. We eat it. You know, you get up in the morning and you brush your teeth and you can see the mud come off. I mean, it's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's what it takes. There's no other way to get around it. If you're gonna be, you know, these creatures are not in people's backyards. They're not in parks. They're not in campgrounds. They're out in the wilderness. And by golly, that's what we are. We're out in the wilderness. I mean, I've seen animals out here that I've never seen before. And the next edition, the next upload that we got, I've got a picture of some kind of fox. I have no idea what kind of fox that is. The tail is probably as long as the body and real bushy and almost the size of a coyote. But we got a picture of it, and we're going to put it up. And maybe somebody can tell us what it is. I don't know. But we see.
I want to ask you something, okay?
Yes.
What do you say about these guys that are out there in the brush and they say, oh, they're Bigfoot hunting and researchers and all that, and they end up in somebody's backyard or in the national park somewhere? What do you say to those guys?
You know, I tell you, Tom, I can see where on occasion you might have one passing through a park or going to some other area, you know, so that's okay. But these guys, they go out in the motorhomes and they bring 20 people and they set up a big caravan and they do all this stuff. I'd like to see what they did if they had to get out where these things really live. You know, we've been, when I first started working with you, Tom, we went to Montana. And I have a picture of my truck on the website out there, and you can see probably 50 miles in any direction from that truck. I didn't see any people out there that were so-called researchers. Tom Biscardi and his crew were the only people out there, the only ones. So
that's right.
All
that's
the
right.
expeditions we've been on, except for one or two where we were actually in a semi-populated area, we never ran into anybody else, ever. Still haven't. So to get out there where these things are, you got to be able to take that risk. You got to go out there and make things happen. You got to be very self-sufficient, and you got to think outside the box, or it's just a waste of time.
You know, Bob, it's so incredible. You know, let's get your viewpoint on this.
Okay.
I want you to tell the audience out there. You've been on three or four expeditions with us now. Okay. What do you say to these people that are so-called researchers? Okay. And they go out with a bunch of people and they make the big bonfire and they get their hot dogs and they roast them around the fire and they drink their beer and tell the stories.
Well,
what do
you
say about people like that?
And you know, most of the time they don't go more than 5 feet off the trail or the campsite or the road. a perfect example is one of the very first, and maybe I won't say the name, I'll just say abbreviated by MQ. One of the first shows they had on Bigfoot, they do all sorts of cryptids, they had the ladies. And the ladies were doing their Bigfoot investigations, and one of these ladies actually has a radio show, or did, and they're doing their Bigfoot investigation, and they got their trip cameras set up, and they come over in the morning, and they look, and they got, like, all these pictures, and they're looking at the camera, and it's showing pictures of cars, and then you see behind them cars going by. They're like camping on the side of the highway, and they're expecting to find Bigfoot.
Is that the truth?
I was in one of these chat room forums, and I run one, but you don't see millions of posts in mine because it's just the real investigators that go there around Arizona. And it's just a few of us that post, and we post about what we're doing, and we probably give out more information than we should. And that's, you can get to that through azcro.net. It's the LaFora forum. But I was on one of these other forums, and I won't say the name, but it was one of the bigger forums. And they're having one of their usual arguments. And the guy, and there's nothing wrong with this, but this is just as an example of what these people are that, are talking about things on in these forums and these chat rooms, and not our chat rooms, of course. But the guy says to the other guy, he says, if I could get out of this wheelchair, I'd be over there and I'd kill you. And, and God bless him. But, how much true investigating can you do from a wheelchair? You're not going to get up to those caves. You're not going to get down to the bottom of the wash. You're not going to be able to get through that canyon. And you're not going to be able to go up the sides of these things. Where you got to go to find these caves, and that's the exact same stuff we do over there at where Mitch is now. To get in those locations, you're just not going to be able to do those things.
No, Alex,
I got this stuff pretty well. In my book Monsters, Myths, and Me, I talk about how I met Tom Biscardi. We called around to all these Bigfoot organizations all over the country, and only one person showed up. That was Tom Biscardi. Now the site that we're at now. The person who had these questions contacted all these people. Only one person answered them, and only one person has showed up. And we've heard that time after time after time when we go to these hotspots that are not on a state park or something. There's only one organization that I'm aware of that goes out to these kind of remote places to investigate these possible sightings. Only one. And that's how I got involved, and that's how Tom continues to work today. He takes it seriously, and he goes and looks. And even Tom's, even the people that don't like Tom, because let's face it, he calls a spade, and some people don't like to hear that. Even they, my understanding is from people that have been to some of their meetings and conferences say, even these people say, Well, I guess if anybody ever does find one, it's going to be Tom Biscardi.
You know, Bob, and thank you for that. And I was just going to bring out what you brought up. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, Bob's book, if you ever get a chance to get one and really read it, it tells the whole story. And I for one, never really got a copy until he presented a signed copy to me, and I'm beholden to him just last week. But I got to tell you, the new book is going to be enhanced. What's the new book have? How many more pages in it and color photos, Bob?
This one is 400 and some odd pages. The new one's 600 and something. And the only difference is the verbiage. The verbiage is the same, but the new one has got all the pictures that I had originally. And being just a little homeboy here, I couldn't afford to get the whole thing published. But Tom looked at it and was so impressed, he said he's going to see if he can't help me with that. So we're working on the next version.
And that's definitely going to happen because, ladies and gentlemen, I was so impressed with the first version, and I just couldn't see the pictures. And I says, my gosh. I says, you know what? We'll get you the next version out here real soon with color photos, big ones. But the content, ladies and gentlemen, if you read the content, it tells the story from beginning to end. It tells the story from a man just like you, a common person just like you, how he got involved in the Bigfoot world, how he's seen all the deceit, how he's seen the truth, how he's seen the lies, how he met the people who are so-called Bigfoot researchers across this country. How many miles have you tracked in the last 4 years, Bob, with me?
Well, roughly 280,000 miles.
280,000 miles, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. 280,000 miles. And let me tell you something. He's seen a lot. He heard a lot. He experienced a lot. He was right there. And you know what? That's the reason why I'll coin your phrase, Bob, if I may. That's why he's the vice president of Searching for Bigfoot right now. And we're honored to have him. Okay.
Thank you. You know what I normally say? People say, well, how'd you get involved with this? And I said, well, Tom Biscardi is very open. You know, you hear him, even tonight, you heard him say, if you want, come on out here. He's serious. He's open with everything he does. Sometimes too open. We have to try and keep him in check. But I went out with this guy, and I saw what he had to see because I was a total skeptic to begin with. I got to see what he saw as he saw it. And what I tell people is, to make this long story short, now I'm the vice president of the company. Because that sums it up. That sums up what happened to me.
You know what, Bob? I'm going to announce to everybody tonight, too. Ladies and gentlemen, in the Bigfoot world, we're going to be a permanent fixture now on the Joe Mazza Show every Sunday night. Joe contacted me last week and said, Tom, he says, I'm going to the powers to be, and he says, you've been on in the last 4 years so many times, and we get so many calls every time you and your boys are on, that we're going to want you to be on every week now and a part of my show. And I told him, Joe, what an honor it is, and we're there for you. So starting this week, ladies and gentlemen, on the JoeMazzaShow.com, goes out to, I don't know, 10 million people. He's on for 4 hours. Starts at 10 o'clock California time and goes until 2. We'll be on for one of the hours. I don't know. Bob will put it on the website. But I'm going to tell you straight up. Here it is, one more time. There's the old expression, if you can't beat them, you join them. Is that what the old expression was, Alex?
Sure is. Can't beat them, join them.
That's right. Yeah.
Live with them.
Yeah. You know, Rob, you're still there with us. Tell all the young people, people in your age bracket, tell them, explain to them what's going on and how for them to get involved. Because we're hearing it constantly, and they're writing in, and they're all saying, how can I be a part of SFBI? And, you know, why don't you tell everybody how you did, how you got involved, Rob? And tell a Cinderella story.
The way I got involved with Tom is I was tinkering around on the internet one night, and I ran across the footage from Boys from Georgia, and I said, this looks pretty interesting. And amidst some of the user feedback, I come across the link, and was a link directly to SFBI. So I clicked on the link, pulled up the website, and lo and behold, I'm looking at SFBI's webpage for the first time. I see a link to contact Tom Biscardi. I said, well, surely this is an administrator or somebody, and I'm going to write an email, and they'll hand it off to another guy who hands it off to another guy. I won't get a phone call on this. So I write up about a two- or three-paragraph email to Tom telling him that I was interested in it and that I would like to speak with him anyway to get more information on the subject matter. And within 2 hours, I got an email back from Tom. This tells you, you know, what type of person Tom is. Tom always checks his own email. He doesn't have somebody doing it for him. So he emails me back, and he says, you know what, kid? Send me your phone number so we can talk on the phone. He's like, I don't like doing all this stuff over the internet. Just send me a phone number and email. And within 5 minutes of sending that email, Tom calls me on the phone. And we talk for about a good hour and a half about Bigfoot and what he does and the places he's been and things he's seen. So anybody out there, that's the best advice I can give you. If you want to talk to Tom, Tom is available.
Go a little bit further than that, son. How did you get out here?
Tom calls me up, and we talk on the phone and discuss. He's like, well, you know what? I've got an expedition we're fixing to start. He's like, can you find a plane ticket and send me the link to it? So I get online, and I look for about 2 hours, and I find a good airfare rate and send Tom the email. Tom buys a plane ticket. Tells me I got 4 days to get on a plane. I need to be in California, so he flies me all the way from Alabama, California. I come out and go on the road with these guys, and these guys are
here. And the rest is history. The rest is history. I appreciate your honesty, Robin. Again, I appreciate your camaraderie. I appreciate your loyalty, and more so than anything, I appreciate what you're learning. I appreciate the talents that you brought to SFBI. And it means so much to all of us that you're just another piece to this big puzzle. And before too long,
all you guys mean a lot to me too. You guys are like family.
Well, I appreciate that. That means an awful lot to me, and you know that. You know that that means to me. But I'll tell you this: everybody out there is a part of our family, especially the ones that the loyalty that stuck all these years. Especially the ones that we've counted on, especially the ones that we've asked for in the time of need. And they were there, and they know who they are, and they've never backed down. And I'm talking from the most littlest to the most experienced. And we love all those people out there. Our love goes out to each and every one of you guys. And, you know, more so than what we're doing out here to get it done, there's a good 30 or 40% of it going out for you people. We want to make sure that we're doing what we say we're going to do. And then when we do bring this thing back, we're going to say, hey, we told you so. But you're going to be the part of the group that'll champion behind us and say, we knew it was so, Tom. We knew that you guys would do it. And that means so much to me, okay? You know, all of the camaraderie that's going on in the chat room, and I don't have to be there to see it, but I'll guarantee it. It's got to be Bill Green. It's got to be Connie and Clover Ann and Leroy and the Snake Man and the Secret, my gentle giant. God love him, man. Ladies and gentlemen, he's over 7'1". What do you call that? You call that a pygmy? He's definitely a giant, but he's probably the most gentlest giant in the world. He's there behind anything that we need, any research net. Leroy Blevins out of Ohio. My God. Bill Green out of Connecticut. Another faithful and loyal dude. And what more can I say about Connie that I haven't said? That woman is just too good for words. She's there supporting everybody. And Becky up in Washington, man, anything that goes on, she calls right away. Tom, this is going on here. That's going on there. That's loyalty, guys. That's what it's all about. If it wasn't for people like that, there would be none of us. I'll guarantee you that, okay? It takes people like that to make us what we are today. It's not one person. It's many. I learned a new word not too long ago, and it's called synergy, to synergize. We take Leroy Blevins' talents. We take the Gentle Giant's talents. We take Bill Green's talents. We take Shannon Sylvia's talents. We take Becky's talents. We take Connie's talents. We put them all together, and we synergize, ladies and gentlemen, and we make this big thing happen. You don't know what it means. You know what I need to do is I need to talk to my co-host. I haven't talked to him in so long. You know, I'm starting to rattle on here, Marco Bill. How are you, my brother? Talk to me. I want to make sure
you're okay. I'm doing fine. We're getting down towards the nil minutes of the show.
I know, I'm rattled. You know what? I didn't hear you again to me at all. And I don't know if it's I'm encompassing your Satori right now, and you're enjoying what you're hearing. But I got to tell you something. What?
We're doing great. I mean, I'm just sitting back here, just listening and absorbing.
In a giant sponge, huh?
Yes.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. Well, listen, I got to tell you this.
There's something real quick I'd like to say, if I could.
Because sure.
there's an event coming up before our next show, so I won't get a chance to say it till then. But happy birthday to T.J. Viscardi. He's got a birthday coming up in just about 4 days.
You're right. That's my son, ladies and gentlemen. T.J. will be another year younger. And I think his birthday is this Sunday coming up. And T.J., if you're listening out there, if you're listening to the archive show, we love you, son. I wish we were with us, especially now. I know that you're trying to get out of some of your commitments because you know what we got going on up here and you want to be with us. And the door is waiting, and I'm waiting to send Rob down to the airport to get you. So you just let me know when and where, son, and we're there for you. And happy birthday to you, and you have a good one, you hear? And you know what? The old man's going to be another year older a week after you. So there's two
yeah,
good
I was just
men.
Going to say there's another one coming up. I got another show for that one.
You bet.
One
you
minute,
bet.
Huh?
Okay, Marco. Well, listen, I want to thank each and every one of you people out there. This has been a trying time for all of us, but we've learned an awful lot, and we're going forward big time in a big way. Again, if it wasn't for you, there would be none of us. Kudos and salutations. Till next time, America.
1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
Where are these prints? Up in ball club.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized there was something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something. That's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, break in day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is
like everything else. They just were too realistic
and
to be
frozen
like a tree.
The
hand
was
freaking
into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot lives.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Viscardi and his guests, Java Bob and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. What brought them together? Reason for the facts.